It seems like we have a pattern that's begun. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We typically, over the last few weeks, have seen a Monday cattle market that tanks. The next few days, the markets rebound. Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, based in Britton, South Dakota, said we could see that happen a little bit longer. Last week, we had a holiday shortened week, and we talked a lot about the Tyson plant closing.
It could happen again next week for sure, because, you know, like you said, we got lamb lower on Monday. That was the Tyson closing the plant news, and that seems to be kind of quieted down now with a holiday mixed in here and some light volume. Big time recovery on Wednesday's trade. Interesting. The bulls are going to try to point out and say the lows are in. I don't know if I can quite say that yet, even though I do like the trade formation, you know, a little bit of a retracement level on some of these charts. But boy, the fundamentals aren't great. You know, cash cattle did trade sharply lower this week, 208 to 210. So that means like the December board trading at 213 is above this week's cash trade. Haven't been able to say that in a long time. Interesting, unless somebody knows something we don't. I think this is a lot of position squaring because of the end of the month, though.
And also, it seems like just headline news. Does that not seem like it's been the case here for a while as well, when you start hearing from, let's say, representatives from Washington? Not pointing fingers or anything like that, but headline news, tweets coming out about this and that, and it seems like whatever they have to say, the markets react pretty quickly.
Absolutely. You know, when Wednesday, you know, kind of a good example of just that. On Wednesday, Secretary Rollins talked about, you know, the Mexican border. There's no timetable for that being opened. And when it does get open, she reiterated and reminded us it'll be in stages, like Arizona might be first and Texas later. So I think that did help the market feel like, well, it's not going to be this lot of cattle coming in anytime soon.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.